Thanks for joining us for America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. We'll have the latest news at the top of the hour. But first, CVS Pharmacy announced last week that its 200,000 employees around the country who obtain health insurance through the company are going to have to give the company more information about their actual health. If they don't, the company is going to fine them $50 a month. That's $600 a year coming out of the pocket of CVS employees who, frankly, don't make all that much money to begin with. This seems like it might be a privacy rights problem, so I've asked Dr. Deborah Peel, who's the founder and chair of PatientPrivacyRights.org, to join us here on America Weekend. Hi, Dr. Peel. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
What was your reaction to CVS's announcement last week?
My reaction in the Boston Herald set off this story that was incredible. It's one of the most coercive and intrusive kinds of things that we have seen in some time. And the CEO did not even seem to realize both how offensive and how intrusive and cruel his new plan for his employees was. You know, so it's coercive because of the money. It's intrusive because every step of his plan requires collecting sensitive information about employees' minds and bodies that they don't control and that will be used in hidden ways to harm them and their children and their grandchildren and their relatives in the future. So that's why I was really so shocked to see the details of the plan.
How will it be used to harm them and their families?
Well, here's the problem. In today's electronic health systems, we control no health information, none. We can't control it. The systems and the technologies have been built to allow virtually unlimited hidden uses of data. I mean, I think your listeners know this. We live in a surveillance economy. We know that the main business in the United States on the Internet is selling us. It's collecting all the little tiny bits of information about us, from where we go to what we do to what we're thinking about to who we write. And they take each of those as if they're little tiny pieces in a puzzle. Let's say it's a 10,000-piece puzzle. Each little piece doesn't look like much, but when the data miners and the data aggregators, private corporations and government, put those pieces together, just like if you put together a 10,000-piece puzzle, you have an incredibly, incredibly detailed picture of someone.
Right.
And this is just wrong.
But let me play devil's advocate here for just a moment.
Sure.
You're going to get health insurance through your company, and so you get health. If you were to go out and get health insurance on your own, that health insurance company would want to know things about you. How tall are you? How much do you weigh? What's your blood pressure? You know,
yeah.
Cholesterol, those sort of things.
Sure.
So what's wrong with this company doing it when they're offering health insurance to their employees?
Well, first of all, actually, they're taking away health insurance, and they're forcing low-wage employees who probably already work two jobs into health savings accounts. I don't know if you know about them, but they take money out of people's salary. They put them in a health savings account, and they can't get any care unless they spend the first dollar for everything they get. So they might need, for example, a friend of mine that's in a health savings account, was shocked to realize that a medicine she really needs because she has chronic sinus infections was going to cost her $138. When you put the first dollars onto people, onto really any of us, that's a shocking price, right?
Yep.
What it does is it actually drives them away from seeking care, so they get sicker and they stay away from care. All of this saves the company money, but it actually postpones their willingness to get health care until they're much sicker. So health savings accounts are actually terrible unless you're a billionaire. And further, the other thing that they're doing is they're forcing people into wellness programs. And the most prestigious journal in health, it's called Health Affairs, just this month put out a comprehensive study that says, guess what? Wellness programs don't work. And if you think about it, why on earth would they? Why would talking to somebody three times with a script in a call center be able to help you with what's a complex and hard-to-treat illness like obesity or high blood pressure or diabetes? So the whole thing that's going on with CVS is really punitive, it's cruel, and worse than that, it's going to actually make people's health worse, not better.
This is America Weekend. I'm Paul Harris talking with Dr. Deborah Peel, founder and chair of PatientPrivacyRights.org, about a move by CVS Caremark last week telling their workers who use its health insurance plan that a doctor has to get their height and weight and body fat and blood pressure and other health indicators. And not only that, the workers have to give permission to the insurer to turn over that information to a firm that provides benefits support to CVS. I do want to go back to the question I asked you, which I don't think you answered, which if I was going to get individual health insurance, okay. I would have to give them
of
that information.
Yes.
Why can't the company ask for that information? What's wrong with that?
Well, the problem is no one wants their employer to know about their diseases. They want to be judged based on their ability to work.
Yep.
Here's the problem. Employers and insurers have long used health information to discriminate against us. And so, this is actually one of the key reasons that I started Patient Privacy Rights, because health information, even in the paper age, leaked out of the insurance system to employers and was used for discrimination. The other reason that I started Patient Privacy Rights is because the problem is many, many people have figured out that health information is not private, and there's an even worse disaster caused by the lack of privacy of this information, and that is that millions of people every year now refuse early diagnosis and treatment for cancer because they know the information won't stay private, for depression because they know the information won't stay private, and for sexually transmitted diseases. The same thing. They know their sensitive information will be used to harm their reputations or their jobs. And so the lack of privacy causes bad health outcomes. Millions. This is a true disaster that is currently built into the way the technology systems in health work. And so we press the government and are very grateful to you for helping us get the word out to the public. We have to put back in place individual control over our most sensitive personal information. These are constitutional rights, and the technology systems do not enable them. We have great technology that could put us in control of our data, but because the data is so valuable and so many people want it, they have big lobbies with big bucks that really influence Washington. And this issue, control of personal information, is something virtually all Americans agree with, above 95%
role has digitizing patient information at the doctor's level done? There's been a push by the Obama administration and frankly for many, many years to tell doctors, instead of those huge files that you have with everybody's initials on them and you have to dig in there for this piece of paper or that piece of paper, let's digitize all that sort of stuff and make it much easier. Is that information no longer secure, or was it ever?
Oh, yeah. No, it was never in the digital system. We've never controlled our information. Not at all. The problem is it could be far more secure than paper. If you think about having records, let's say, in three doctor's offices and two hospitals, one stack of records, only one person could look at them at a time, okay? So in that sense, it was private, but it wasn't easy to get. With digital records, there are so many thousands of hidden holders and users of your data, your mind would be blown. So, for example, every hospital has not one electronic health record, but 150 to 650 different software programs, all of which use, hold, collect, and share, and some sell, your health information. So even when you go to the hospital, the CEO or your doctor couldn't tell you how many of the technology systems in place in the hospital for billing, for every different floor, for labs, for prescriptions, for x-rays and images, et cetera, couldn't tell you how many of those technology companies are allowed to collect or own or sell your data.
Mm.
So even just in a hospital, the amount of leakage of data is unbelievable, unbelievable. So we're trying to build with Harvard Data Privacy Lab a map to track where is our health data going? Where is it? Who's using it? And why?
That's amazing. Dr. Deborah Peel, founder and chair of Patient Privacy Rights. You can find out more on the website, patientprivacyrights.org. Thanks for joining me today here on America Weekend.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for asking me.
My pleasure. Amazingly, 18% of employers say they are asking their workers to take part in these health risk assessments, and many of them are levying a financial penalty on their employees who don't complete it, just like CVS. I'm Paul Harris. Thanks for listening to America Weekend. We'll break for your news and invite you back for more. Find us online on Facebook at America Weekend from the Envision Radio Networks, copyright 2013. America Weekend.